Joining us now in our special Public Safety Magazine, we have Kira Lazenby. She is the Investigation Sergeant for the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. And Kira, thanks for spending time with us today.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
So how long have you been in law enforcement?
I have been in about 9 years.
9 years? Okay, where did you start?
In law enforcement, I actually started at Marshalltown Police Department. I was there for 3 years, and then I transferred over here to Jasper County Sheriff's Office and been here ever since.
Okay, where'd you grow up then?
Utah.
Utah? What? How'd you find your way over here to Iowa?
Oh, it's a long story, but I played at a high level of soccer.
Okay.
And so I kind of been traveling since through college, after college, playing soccer, and I landed here.
Okay. Now, Utah and Iowa, that's quite a bit of difference, isn't it?
Very different, yes.
Yeah, okay. I personally haven't been to Utah yet. That's one of the states I haven't made it to. Yeah. So if I go, what should I see in Utah?
Oh, everything.
Everything?
Okay. It has the most national parks that you can find in the smallest area.
All right. Wow. Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So how'd you get in the law enforcement field?
I actually started out, I would say, back in college. College, I got my bachelor's in psychology and sociology. And so right after college, I actually worked in a mental hospital, and just working in the mental health field, as much as people don't know, that is what we do in law enforcement. We handle a lot of mental health calls, and so it kind of just pulled me this way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And has it been everything that you thought it would be so far?
Well, honestly, I didn't know what to expect. It is taking me so many different areas that I never thought that I would go. So it was much more than I expected.
Yeah. Now, you're in the investigation kind of field, so that's kind of different than folks out in patrol, right? So it's quite a bit different.
Correct. So
were you ever on patrol?
I was. Yep. Okay. So I started on patrol, and then back in, I believe, 2022, I moved into investigation. So I was the general crimes detective, working long-term cases, whether it be anywhere from burglary, attempted murder. So anything in between, thefts to burgs to attempted murder to sex assaults, anything that takes a little bit more work, or maybe some more legal services required. Those are the cases that I took on.
What prompted you to make the move?
It was more of an opportunity to better myself in my career. So on patrol, you know, it's all you get a lot of fun cases that you work, you know, as quickly as you can to get back and do all the fun things that you get to do. And then in investigations, there's a lot more nitty gritty details to it. So I've always, in college, I actually was a part of a research group, and I really, as oddly as it sounds, enjoyed doing research papers, and honestly, a lot of my reports seem like they're research papers if you talk to my bosses. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I imagine there was extra education involved, right? Like, we hear about people going to law enforcement academy and then they go out on patrol. Mm-hmm. Was there other education you had to take to make the transfer into investigations, or not really?
No, not really. I think it helps having a bachelor's in some, but really it's life experience. It's patrol experience. I would say that working with Marshalltown PD gave me a good amount of experience of all different kinds of cases. And so that definitely helped.
Okay. Again, we're talking to Kira Lazenby, the investigation sergeant with the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. And just give us an idea of what kind of realm we go from for investigations in a county like Jasper.
Anything you can imagine. So as much as scams, lots of sex assaults. So I take on a large caseload of sex assaults, online predators, and like helping other patrol officers do the investigations with theft, any kind of warrants, any kind of subpoenas. Yeah. So it's endless.
What about Interstate 80? Does that, if a county like Jasper was not along the interstate, would that cut down on quite a bit on, you think, your work, or not really?
When it comes to my work, my work is typically, it's rural, but there are definitely some investigations that I have dealing with sex assaults, potentially human trafficking, that kind of stuff that does lie on I-80. So I would say that it does help with the caseload for sure.
Yeah, does it? What's the case that you most remember the most?
Well, I would say probably a domestic that kind of, with all the elements that we had to further investigate, brought the charge up to attempted murder.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was probably a very emotionally charged situation, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and the thing is, what I enjoy is really talking with a victim or a survivor and really getting to know their side of things and gathering information to be able to do my job to the best that I can to serve them justice. So.
Now, in a case like that, you actually get called out to the scene right after it happens, or the patrol officers do that, and then you come in kind of later and set up interviews with everybody that was involved?
Yeah, it was with that kind of case, I was actually on patrol, okay. And I do not believe that we had an investigator at the time. And so that case, I took it from the beginning and then went through it the full way. But being in the position that I'm in now, I would get called out. Depending on the situation.
Okay. Now, do you have any family members that are in law enforcement at all?
No, I don't. Just me.
Yeah, just you. Mm-hmm. Huh? Okay. All right. What would you say to someone who would be thinking about possibly, you know, getting into the field of law enforcement? What would you say the characteristics a person would need to have to do that?
Really just a lot of it's drive and openness to learn and understand. And, really every person within my department brings their own personal characteristics, which serves us really well as a team. And so, really it's just interest in helping people.
Okay. Again, we're talking to, Kira Lazenby, the investigation sergeant with the Jasper County Sheriff's Department. How many members are part of the investigation unit here in Jasper County?
Well, right now I am the investigation sergeant and I'm also still working the general crimes detective.
Okay.
So until my position gets filled, and then, we do have a task force detective as well. And then we have a couple other, task force detectives from other agencies that are within, this office as well.
Okay. So do you work with, folks in Poway County and all surrounding counties quite a bit on cases?
Yeah, so mostly that's our mine detective, our task force detective, but I do assist them if in the case that there are investigations here in Jasper County.
Okay. What goals do you have set? Do you have any goals that you care to share with folks, for your law enforcement career or anything?
Oh, well, really, it's just to continually learn, and not only learn, but also share that knowledge, because we got a lot of young guys within our department that are looking for maybe some guidance, and it really is a nice thing to be able to share and help and watch other people learn by providing them that information.
Now, you've been in law enforcement for a while, so you've kind of seen the gamut where, at a while, law enforcement was not really, you know, looked at very fondly at a point in time. But has that kind of switched around now, you think?
Honestly, it just kind of depends on where you're at. So within communities, there's always going to be those individuals that maybe don't support law enforcement as much. But fortunately, in the communities that I've worked, we are very supported and very loved and very, it seems like often we get phone calls thanked for our service and everything, everywhere I go. So here, where we're at,
it's good.
It's been very supportive, okay. Yes.
Yeah. And have you been able to keep up with all the technology, with everything you need, like drones and all that good stuff nowadays?
Our office, yes.
Yeah.
We actually, I couldn't tell you how many we just got, but I do know that we are up to date with drones and technology, and though that's not my forte by any means, but I have my IT guy on speed dial, but we are doing very well.
Doing very well. Okay, good deal. Anything else you'd like people to know about, being in law enforcement and serving the public or just working here at Jasper County?
Sure, yeah. I think one of the biggest things and things that I've seen with others as well as myself is that though, you know, it's a constant helping other people, we see the worst, people's worst days. And so it really does take a toll. So one of the biggest things that I like to promote is making sure that we're taking care of ourselves and our own. And there's a lot of different entities out there, especially being so close to the metro, that serves as help with PTSD and trauma and these incidents that we have to go to. So making sure that we are doing well so that we could help others.
Yeah, the mental side of things really kind of sometimes is at the root of a lot of these criminal things that develop
really
later
is.
On, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
It really is.
All right. Well, appreciate you spending time with us. Best of luck and stay safe out there, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Again, that is the investigation sergeant at the Jasper County Sheriff's Department, Kira Lazenby, joining us on today's special Public Safety Magazine. And I'm Randy Van.